From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ivory Coast death toll now up to 21. Officials in Ivory Coast say a total of 21 people were killed in Sunday's attack by jihadist militants on a popular beach resort. The country's interior minister said Monday that the deaths included 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. Earlier reports put the number of gunmen at 6. A spokesman for the interior ministry tells VOA's French to Africa service that officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq, after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul for VOA.
Sunday's bombing occurred in the early evening local time in the heart of Ankara. The car bomb hit a major transport hub close to a park and near government buildings. Emergency services were quickly on the scene to help the dozens of wounded. The area was reportedly very crowded, with a number swelled by teenagers who had taken part in a national university entrance exam. Turkey's interior minister, Efkan Ala, gave reporters details of the attack.
Otobüs durağında bekleyen sivil vatandaşlarımıza.
He says the bomber detonated his explosives between buses to cause a maximum number of deaths. He says they are investigating who is behind this terrorist attack and might be able to give details Monday. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Ankara has been battling a Kurdish insurgency as well as the Islamic State, which was blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100 people. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.